Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Let me try that again. It's 12 after the hour. How about that? I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. It's good to have you here, folks. Thanks for the business. Thank you for the food. Let me introduce you to our new friend. He's with a group of people. He's with an organization that we've certainly known a lot about over the years, but he's a new friend to us, first time on the show. Ryan McCarthy is a senior reporter with Inc. Magazine. And you all know who Inc. Magazine is, what those folks do there. And he's here to talk to us about a very interesting and very current topic, a topic that's part of a very important part of the marketplace. Ryan McCarthy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Good to have you here. Young people, Ryan. I'm of the age where I use the term young people. Of course, sometimes I call them whippersnappers. And then sometimes I talk about people who are wet behind the ears and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes I say Gen X and Gen Y and that sort of thing. They have a lot of different names. But one of the things you guys have reported on this month is what you call the coolest young entrepreneurs in the country. Now why did you feel, other than the obvious, why did you feel it was important to write about these guys?
Well, just to give you some background, basically at Inc. Magazine, we've kind of chronicled the rise of entrepreneurship kind of starting in the 80s and then going into the 90s. And now there's a new breed of entrepreneurs out there. They're young. They want to start businesses either in high school or right out of college or in college. And they're doing things different in the way that the entrepreneurs in the 80s did it, even the dot-com entrepreneurs in the 90s. These are people who have entrepreneurship kind of in their blood.
Yep.
In a way that's not maybe not expected by a lot of people out there. So what we did is we took a kind of a broad look at young entrepreneurs under 30 in a lot of different industries, everything from fashion to technology to cooking, and kind of found out and kind of investigated whether or not these guys are different, and if they are, why.
Are they different?
Yeah.
Different from what?
Well, different from even kind of entrepreneurs who started businesses in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
What we found is this is the most educated group of entrepreneurs kind of ever, really. I mean, these are the kids who grew up with Wikipedia, who grew up with technology in high school, and that's crucial. Going on the web and doing a report, frankly, is much more efficient than even doing it, 5 years before the web. So these kids grew up with technology as a crucial and central part of their life. That's a theme that we see throughout this package and throughout the entrepreneurs that we talk to.
These are people who've never known a world without cell phones.
Exactly.
They've never known an existence when they were trying to find their own education, their own way in the world. In other words, meaning when they were over beyond 7 or 8 or 9 years old, they've never known any part of that part of their life without the internet.
Exactly. So impact of that is that they're constantly connected. They're constantly talking to each other, whether it be at work or even about their businesses. One of the things you see is that this group of entrepreneurs is so much more connected.
And they're only 30 days younger than you are, Ryan.
Well,
right?
That's important to note. I just turned 30. You're,
so you're like now. Are you like over the hill now, Ryan? You're 30, and I mean you're already long in the tooth. Is that right, Ryan?
I'm officially over the hill for this package.
Do they look at you differently this last 30 days, Ryan?
Well, yeah, I think they do. I think there's, kind of...
You become less relevant, haven't you, in the last 30 days, haven't you, Ryan?
As we all do. It's a natural process.
Hey, listen, welcome to the club, Ryan.
one of the interesting things is that they're so connected and so collaborative in terms of not just their communication socially, but in terms of their business. You see a lot of these guys starting companies going in one direction, talking to mentors, talking to friends, and completely changing their path. So in the past, where entrepreneurs kind of went out there with a product and a really solid idea about their company, these guys are going through constant iterations, and part of that is technology, but part of that also that they're constantly connected and collaborating.
Well, that's exactly right, and you know, I'm old enough, Ryan, to have seen the advent and the emergence of entrepreneurship in America. You know, of course, mm-hmm. we've always had entrepreneurs. Benjamin Franklin, it has been written, was probably our first entrepreneur, but really, things really heated up with the, and more than anything else, the PC did it. The PC first, then the internet. Because that gave democratization of power, of processing power and information. It democratized it and made it available to the masses, really. Mm-hmm. And but before that, most entrepreneurs were kind of, you know, they really weren't called entrepreneurs. They were called mavericks. You know, they were called people who couldn't get a regular job. You know, things like that. I was actually home based in the 70s, and you would have thought I had a horn growing out of my head or something. You know, and so that was the weirdest thing anybody ever heard of, anyway, it's you had those days, and so for hundreds of years, there really wasn't much difference between an ententrepreneur in say 1970 and an entrepreneur in 1870. They were shopkeepers, mm-hmm. they were, you know, small operators, that sort of thing. Sometimes they started small and they grew big, but a lot of times they didn't. But in the last 25 years, let's say, the scope and the scale and the velocity of entrepreneurship has really taken off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And consequently, because of that time, you've got these young people who have been imprinted their whole life. They were born into the age of the entrepreneur, and it gives them a different perspective, a different energy, doesn't it? It's almost like, you know, they've been validated to be this rather than to be looked at weird, like they're weird or something.
Absolutely. One company I wrote about is you know, a really successful company that called Zobni. It's kind of a weird spelling, but it basically takes Microsoft Outlook and turns it into a social network. And going back to your point, one of the founders, this guy is a brilliant guy. His name is
Ryan. Adam. Hold on to that thought. A talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. That means we have to sell something right now. Going to take a quick break. Ryan McCarthy is our guest, senior editor with Inc. Magazine. We're talking about these young whippersnappers, these cool young entrepreneurs. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Break the silence.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We hope you'll use them, and I think they'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's our goal, and we are so close to pulling the trigger on the new website. It's literally days away, ladies and gentlemen, before the new website's ready, and I can't wait to show it to you. You're really going to like this, the new smallbusinessadvocate.com website. I'm very excited about it, and all the new stuff that we've been building for you over the years, we got it all together there. We're going to have it. It's just going to be cool. I can't wait to show it to you. Just a few more days. Don't get too nervous and don't get too anxious. It'll be here soon. Ryan McCarthy is with us, folks. He's senior reporter, I should say, with Inc. Magazine. We're talking about this young entrepreneur story that they published this month in the Inc. Magazine. That's this month, right? October.
Yes, absolutely, Ryan. October. On the newsstands now.
Brand spanking new, out on the newsstands or in your mailbox even as we speak. And that's Inc.com, right, Ryan?
Correct.
The website?
INC.
So check that out. Okay, you were telling us about this one young, particular young entrepreneur. Say the name of the company again.
The company's called Zobni, and I'll spell it for you. It's a X-O-B-N-I. It's one of those strange web company names, but it's basically Inbox spelled backwards. And what they do is they take Microsoft Outlook and, you know, the kind of fussiness that comes with email programs and turn it into a real user-friendly social network. Huh. And the reason why they're interesting is basically because, like we were talking about before, the entrepreneurs who founded this kind of had entrepreneurship as an expectation coming out of college and even before. One of the founders, his name is Adam Smith. He entered MIT at age 16, and at age 8, he wrote a letter to Bill Gates and sent him a logic puzzle to solve. Founded his company when he was 21.
We have to lock this kid up at night.
No, this is actually the expected path for a lot of kids in this generation. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I don't think any of us would have written a letter to one of our.
Yeah, and I was 19 before I got to MIT. I didn't make it by 16.
Me neither, to be honest. Bill Gates is an idol for this generation. They have entrepreneurial models to work from, and it's just kind of expected that they start these kind of businesses from the get-go. So that's the difference between previous generations of entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Now, social networking is the common denominator of the younger generation, isn't it? I mean, it is the oxygen of their existence, basically, isn't it?
Absolutely. And a lot of these companies that we found were really built on collaboration, whether it be blogging or social networking or Zobni, turning your inbox into a social network. It's really about kind of using groups to your advantage for a lot of these entrepreneurs, not only to build a business, but also to help people connect and talk. I mean, that's just a fundamental function of this generation, this new breed of entrepreneurs.
Well, you know, I mentioned a minute ago that we have... that we're about to launch a new website in the next few days. And, you know, two of the key people who are helping us put this together and who everything is filtered through, you know, to, at least to some degree, and who have a heavy input into how this thing's going to look and how it's going to feel and work, are two people who are just barely 25 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and someone I heard someone say, and I completely agreed with him. You know, if you aren't getting input from people under 30, you know, maybe even under 25 for how you reach out and touch the marketplace, you know, you're probably missing opportunities.
Absolutely, and I think that's a takeaway for any small business owner out there. The younger generation of internet users and entrepreneurs and just general people out there can tell when your business is clearly from the past on the web. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to, you know, hook up to your company's blog. They want to subscribe to your RSS feed. They want to find you on a social network. It's not just about selling a product anymore. It's about kind of connecting to this big conversation that's going on the web. And for business owners out there, if you're not, you know, up to speed on these types of technologies, you're really going to miss out.
Well, you know, there are two pathways here in this relationship between the people under 30 and the people, you know, who are not under 30, and I'm talking about people more my age, the baby boomers. You know, there are as many baby boomers as there are Gen X and Gen Y, and so that's a lot of buying power. Whereas us older folks who have businesses, we have to pay more attention to what the young people want and cater to them if we want them to do business with us. But does that go the other way, Ryan? Do young people have to realize that maybe a lot of their customer opportunities aren't necessarily people who understand Twitter? What do you think about that?
Right. Well, I think that is a problem, and for a lot of these companies, they're having trouble scaling beyond the real, you know, tech-centric users.
Their own people.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's happening slowly. I mean, what you're seeing out there is social networks that are catering directly now to older people and some really
are
really
they pulling it off without being disdainful?
Well, they're. I mean, that remains to be seen.
That sounds like a no, Ryan.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. People like you know, prominent politicians, prominent business leaders are using things like Twitter now. So whether or not these companies are doing well enough, you know, in recruiting and educating the older market on these new technologies.
Right.
There is an inflow going
plain English, folks. They don't understand texting abbreviations. Use plain English. Hey, Ryan, will you come back another day? We've had a good time with you.
Absolutely, anytime.
We'll do it again real soon. Thanks a lot. Ryan McCarthy, ladies and gentlemen, with Inc. Magazine. By the way, that young entrepreneur copy is on newsstands right now at Inc. Magazine. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.